Quicklink podcast at the Tour of Britain is brought to you by quicklinksports.com. Hello and welcome to Quicklink podcast show 255 for Sunday the 12th of September. Happy birthday today to Simone Consonni of Cofidis, Rafa Micah of UAE Team Emirates, Benjamin Thomas and Antoine Duchesne of Groupama FDJ, Ryan Christensen of Canyon DHB and Lizzie Holden of Bizkaia Durango. No news or transfers today on the final day of the Tour of Britain, so we'll head straight there. Here's Jez with his preview of Stage 8.
Morning, everybody. It's Sunday, the second Sunday of this AJ Bell Tour of Britain, and the final day, the final stage of 8. I'm talking to you, looking out to sea here in Aberdeen, right on the coast, on the Esplanade or Esplanade. Haven't decided which to use yet, so this is my rehearsal. Let's go with Esplanade. Anyway, brilliant stage yesterday. Breakaway that survived, again, a proper breakaway that survived, not a late one, but an actual breakaway that was away most of the time. In the end, the former Belgian road race champion, Yves Lampaert, taking the win, and a brilliant ride once again by Matt Gibson of the Riverworld Type Pro Cycling Team. Colin Sturgis, his team manager, I'm sure, absolutely delighted by another brilliant ride by Matt Gibson. Anyway, more importantly, I guess, in a way, going into today's stage, Ethan Hayter has a 4-second lead over Wout van Aert. There are, don't forget, three iceberg sprint points today on the stage between Stonehaven to Aberdeen. Each one of them contains 3, 2, and 1 bonus seconds. So conceivably, if a breakaway were to not go away and Wout van Aert were to go through them and pick up those points, by halfway through the stage he could be in the virtual lead anyway before coming to the finish. Ethan Hayter has said he doesn't feel there's any way they could beat Jumbo-Visma and Wout van Aert on bonus seconds if that's the way they want to take it, but let's see. My suspicion is, I can tell you the conditions here are blowy, it's windy, it's much colder than the rest of the weather we've had this week. It's considerably colder. I've got 2 or 3 jumpers on here at the finish in Aberdeen. It's been lightly raining or spraying in off the sea for most of the morning so far while we've been setting up, and it's now 10:30. I'm watching live pictures of the peloton rolling out, neutralised at the moment. The jerseys right up at the front, lots of boys from Swift Carbon Pro Cycling. I can see Will Bergfeldt, I can see Chris Latham, I think it is, but lots of Ineos Grenadiers jerseys and De Koenig Quickstep jerseys around here, as well as Jumbo-Visma. So my suspicion is we're going to have another breakaway that has World Tour teams in it. And my prediction, because I saw the Cavendish family yesterday had arrived on tour, I don't think I've seen them so far, but they were at the finish. My prediction is this is the day that the greatest road sprinter of all time, Mark Cavendish, will get his win. It's a perfect, ever so slightly downhill run along the beach here to finish in Aberdeen. And I think we'll have a breakaway that gets caught before it's in here. They've got a very tough early climb, by the way, really tough one early on. The Kerner Mount, which a lot of local people have told me is an absolute ripper. So that could cause some trouble, but it comes only, 22k in to the stage. If we can regroup after that, that's what I'm going to go with, a Mark Cavendish win ahead of Wout van Aert and Ethan Hayter just behind him. What a finale. It's what the British fans want. I think it's what I want as well. Let's see how it goes.
So today's stage profile for the 8th and final stage of this year's AJ Bell Tour of Britain, taking us from Stonehaven on the North Sea coast, heading inland straight to the Katwan Kerno Mount climb 35 kilometres in, then rolling down the other side to the Preem just outside Drumhead. Then there's a pair of Cat 3 climbs in the middle third of the stage. That's Corsadar Hill and Queen's View. They sandwich the final two intermediate sprints of the race. From Queen's View, it's a lumpy 45k or so to West Hill before a run back down to the North Sea coast and a finish in central Aberdeen, where this year's winner was crowned.
Well, it is just 3:30 on Sunday afternoon here in Aberdeen. Stage complete, race complete. And for this year's comeback Tour of Britain, the 2021 edition, the full, 1,310 kilometres complete, just under 19,000 metres of total ascent across the 8 days. And what a finale it was in the end. Now, 5 breakaway riders for most of the stage were Joaquin Murguelde of Cajarural in Spain, Ben Healy and Tom Gloag, both from Trinity Racing Team, Gloag, of course, from South London.
racing as a British rider, and Ben Healy, the Irish champion for Trinity Racing as well. They were in company of Michal Paluta of Poland and the Global 6 cycling team, and Robin Carpenter, of course, who won stage 2 into Exeter and took over the race lead on that occasion. Those guys were caught seemingly predictably with, about 14-15k to go. And after that point, De Koenig Quickstep looked to set things up. They worked again, a bit like they did into Warrington, a bit too soon to try to bring Mark Cavendish to the win. It didn't quite work for Cavendish. He was very well placed, but ever so slightly, as the race unfolded around him, so he came along the Esplanade in Aberdeen here, just sort of boxed in a little bit. And who would win? Well, the person who's bookended and then sandwiched in the middle his wins this week, Wout van Aert, the team Jumbo-Visma, the Belgian champion. He won stage 1 into Bodwin. He then won the middle of the week stage on top of the Great Orme on Wednesday, and now he's gone and done it again in Aberdeen. Of course, on the line, he took a 10-second bonus, and unfortunately, Ethan Hayter wasn't in second place. If Ethan Hayter had been in second place over the line, then Hayter would have it would have gone down, basically, they'd been on equal on time, and it had to go down to stage placings. And that would have been, I haven't even worked it out, that would have been close. Ethan Hayter in the end rolled in 11th, and a big group of Brits who were packing out that top sort of 15 places. Brilliant ride, by the way, I should say, today by Rory Townsend in 6th with Canyon's DHB Sandgod, again showing his sprinting capabilities. Wout van Aert the winner. And Andre Greipel didn't half run him close, it has to be said. The big German gorilla was very close. At one point he was leading until Wout van Aert came up alongside him and came past him, but very close to Greipel, completing the fact that he would have won a stage in every edition of the AJBL Tour of Britain he's been to. Anyway, I've really enjoyed sharing these diary entries with you this week. I do hope you've enjoyed a bit of insight from the roadside. It stayed dry here in Aberdeen in the end, but I'll tell you what, as I predicted this morning, I didn't open any of the windows of my commentary point because it was pretty cold, that wind blowing in off the sea. Anyway, what a brilliant week's racing. Congratulations to everyone at Sweet Spot and all those partners involved with bringing you the race. I hope lots of you listeners got to see it at the roadside. If you didn't, make sure you check back next year, because next year the AJBL Tour of Britain starts exactly where I'm sat right now. The Grand Départ will be from the seafront on the Esplanade in Aberdeen. So that will be a really exciting moment next year. In between though, guys, the next time you see me, I'll be on Eurosport GCN in the coming weeks. I think the next race I'm doing is in a couple of weeks' time, the GP Denain in France. I'm going to be covering that one with none other than Matt Stevens, I believe. So catch me there, and in between, do get involved on the socials. Bye.
Our expert daily previews and analysis have been brought to you by Jez Cox. He's on Twitter at Jez Cox, JEZCOX, and at jezcox.com. Your top five over the line today: Wout van Aert of Jumbo-Visma, Andre Greipel of Israel Startup Nation, Mark Cavendish of De Koenig Quickstep, Colin Joyce of Rally Cycling, and Max Kanter of Team DSM, soon to join Movistar. Then Rory Townsend, Matt Gibson, Ollie Pekover, Matt Bostock and Gabs Calais. 11th for Ethan Hayter. Also in the top 20 today, Rhys Britton, Tom Mazzone, Alex Peters, Dan McClay and Thomas Main, as the British riders and domestic teams all fancied a stab at glory. Winning GC by 6 seconds then, Wout van Aert of Jumbo-Visma. Second for Ethan Hayter of Ineos Grenadiers, Julien Alaphilippe, the world champion of De Koenig Quickstep. Third overall at 27 seconds then, Honoré, Woods, Dennis, Martin, Sparagli, Donovan and Rodriguez. James Shaw of Ribble Weltite is the best domestic rider in possibly his last race before heading back to World Tour level. The team prize went the way of De Koenig Quickstep, with their riders in 3rd, 4th and 24th. That was Yves Lampert, before you ask. So, leaving these shores and heading to the European Continental Championship Road Race in Trento, northern Italy. 179 kilometres of racing to be had today, around 75k or so over the first three hills of the day, before starting 8 local laps around Trento, each of which tackled the Povo, a climb around 3.5k long, averaging 5%. Falls flat in the middle though, because it starts and ends around 8. Four up the road early on: Harm van Hook of Belgium, Antonio Soto of Spain, and French duo Aurelien Paret-Pintre and Frank Bonnemore. They never escaped too far up the road, and Roger Adria made it 2 Spaniards in the front group after bridging across after 30k or so. That front group swelled to a dozen when De La Cruz, Izaguirre, Rapp, Reichenbach, Baggioli and Groschartner got involved ahead of the third and final climb before the start of those finishing circuits. Hitting those 8 laps, the front group became around 20 riders strong, but everything did come back together over the first ascent of Povo with 100k to race. 5 clipped off the front, Barguil, Oliveira, De Wolf, Adria and Wrap, before Campenaerts fancied a dig of his own, and after 2 laps, then we had 4. Diego Ulisi, Nelson Oliveira, Victor Campenaerts and Stan De Wolf. 2 more ascents of the Povo and it was all back together again at the front, with riders being pulled, leaving just 40 or so remaining from the original 150 starters. With 50k to go, the select group leading the way had 10 riders. That's Campenaerts, Evenepoel, Ermans, Cosnefroid, Pogacar, Corbrelli, Trentin, Hershey, Sivakov and Hulgar. 3 chasing, Romain Bardet, João Almeida and Marc Pardun. With Stan De Wolf, Bauke Mollema and Simon Geschke eventually abridging across to that trio. Campenaerts was lost from the front group after mechanical, then Ermans, Hulgar, Trentin all slid out of contention. Eventually 3 riders were left leading the race. That was Evenepoel, Corbrelli and Cosnefroid. Evenepoel pulling up the final ascent of the Povo. Cosnefroid was detached and eventually the Belgian and Colbrelli were clear by 20 seconds or so with 10k to race. Colbrelli making Evenepoel do all the work and refusing to be shaken off the wheel. No attack from Evenepoel and the Italian played him to a T, rolling the youngster in the drag to the line. So, Italian champion Sonny Colbrelli with his 6th win of the year, the 4th consecutive continental title for Italy. Remco Evenepoel of Belgium in 2nd. Denisono Benoit Cosnefroid of France in 3rd, 1.5 minutes back come the line. Then the other 6 from that break, a further 15 seconds down the road. In order, Trentin from Pogacar in 4th and 5th, then Hershey, Hulgar, Ermand and Sivakov. Campenaerts eventually rounding out the top 10, almost 6 minutes behind the winner. To France, and there was drama ahead of today's 5th stage at the Women's Tour of Ardèche, as Team Bike Exchange awoke to find all their bikes had been stolen. Amanda Spratt giving Twitter kudos to Trek, Liv Racing and Movistar for lending equipment to enable them to take to the start this morning in Saint-Jean-Royans. Stage win today for Marta Bastianelli of Arles BTC, her 3rd of the year. Decisive attack being made on the Rochinard climb, with the Spaniard coming home 22 seconds ahead of Emma Langley of Team Tipco and Lucinda Brand of Trek in 3rd. The Chase trio were the top 3 on GC, all finishing together, as Mavi Garcia in 4th, Leah Thomas in 5th and Annie Santesteban in 6th. So there's no changes atop GC. Thomas leads Santesteban and Garcia by 9 seconds. Paulina Royakas and Veronica Ewers are up to 4th and 5th respectively, both at 20 seconds. 2 stages left, a likely bunch finish tomorrow on Monday, then all kinds of madness can occur on Tuesday's final stage, which features a Cat 1 climb, just 15k from the line. Staying with women's racing and in Ireland, Kay Schmidt won her 2nd stage of Ras na Mon on the 6th and final stage of the Women's Tour of Ireland. She came round the outside of Mia Griffin into the final corner at the finish in Kilkenny. Anna Shackley was safely home in the bunch to take the GC win for Great Britain. Teammate Abby Smith 2nd at 5 seconds back, with Loic Adegeest of Jan van Arkel 3rd overall at 44. Into Belgium, and Mathieu van der Poel's return to racing after his crash at the Olympics went well, very well indeed, taking the win in the 4th edition of the Antwerp Port Epic. There was 34 kilometres of gravel racing to be had over a course, which sent the riders over 183k in various loops around the Belgian city's docks. This formed round 8 of 10 in the Bingo Cycling Cup, the Belgian equivalent of the National Road Series. Tim Merlier led that classification at the start of the day, and spoiler alert, he still does tonight. A dozen riders had opened up a gap of around a minute with 30k to race, but the decisive move came when Mathieu van der Poel made his move with 25k to go over the Torensweg. Only Taco van der Hoorn could hold his wheel, and the Dutch duo went clear, the pair contesting the sprint between them, with van der Poel opening up first with 300 metres to go, powering away from van der Hoorn, who quickly sat up, knowing he was beaten. Behind them, Merlier won the 7-up race for the final podium spot to take 3rd, Danny van Poppel 4th, Rasmus Tiller in 5th, Piotr Havik 6th, then Robit, Joseph de Bont and Benoot completing the top 10. Next up in the series, it's Coors Camp on Friday, before everyone head to the World Championships. Back to France, and a win for Elia Viviani, apparently now staying with Cofidis for 2022. He won the bunch sprint at Grand Prix de Formi, 6th win of the year for the Italian who had that barren spell all throughout 2020. 2nd for Pascal Ackermann, Fernando Gaviria in 3rd. In the women's race, 11 riders formed the late break, but it was Pfeiffer Georgie of Team DSM who outsprinted Rachel Nalen of Park Hotel Valkenburg to take the first pro win for the young Brit. Sylvia Zanardi was 3rd over the line for Beeping. Elsewhere, and we'll just rattle through these now, Demiano Cima of Gazprom Rusvelo won the fourth and final stage of the Tour of South Bohemia in the Czech Republic. Arnaud Dali was second over the line in the sprint. He claims GC. And at the Tour of Serbia, a win today for Alan Banaschek of Masowski Sers Polski, Jean Gober of sprinter Nice Metropol wins the overall. And in junior racing, Alessandro Pinarello, and you had to win with a name like that, wouldn't you? He took the win at the Trofeo Buffoni in Tuscany. Second for Finley Pickering, third for Mario Belletta. Another junior podium for a Brit, with Josh Tarling coming home third at the Grand Prix Bob Jungels. Juice Brinkman with the win, Moritz Karsten in second. And just because it's my local league and cyclocross is back on the menu, boys, there was wins at the Meech Wessex Round 1, hosted by Fairham Wheelers, for Barney Clacy and Lindy Brazier-Larkin in the seniors, and Jamie Gostick and Maddie Cooper in the juniors. Tomorrow, it's a Monday, so traditionally NAFL racing on. The only UCI race on the calendar is day 6 of 7 at Ardèche, though there are some Cat 1 races taking place in France and Belgium. We'll have the results of those if they come up in time. Thank you for sticking with us throughout the Tour of Britain. My huge thanks to Jez Cox for his double daily reports, to Katie Madgewick and Anna McEwen for mixed zone reports at the race, to Tom, Max and Nathan for logistical support throughout the last week, and to our supported riders Tom and Inigo for cheering us up in the group chat when it all got a bit hectic and stressful. We'll be back tomorrow on Monday. Until then, ride safe and take care. You've been listening to Quicklink Podcast, your daily microdose of pro cycling news and results. You can find us across social media at Quicklink Pod, or you can contact us by emailing show@quicklinksports.com. You can support this show by using the code QUICKLINK when you shop with veloskin.cc for all your chamois cream and skincare needs, and also at efswheels.com, where UK customers can get themselves a full set of tubeless ready full carbon wheels for under £500. Share the show and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Bye now.